Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. The first reading today from Romans says, "Brothers and sisters, I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, for Jew first and then Greek. For in it is revealed the righteousness of God from faith to faith. As it is written, the one who is righteous by faith will live." Today is also the feast day of Blessed Carlo Acutis, who is one of the patrons of Come Follow Me and was beatified just over a year ago. And so last year I was watching different videos and reading about Carlo Acutis, and I think I was just so moved by the fact that Blessed Carlo Acutis is younger than me, that he was born a year after I was born. And there was something about that that was just profoundly moving, in that saints are still being made. And I know this, and I tell my students this, and I write about this, but the saints are still being made, and that people who have died not that long ago, about 15 years ago, are being beatified. That their lives are being poured through, and what they've done and what they've said and the life of holiness that they've embraced have been studied in such a way that they're able to say, yes, this person is blessed. This person, we believe, is spending eternity with God. And I'm just so moved by that, because there's something so encouraging about someone who was born after you being declared worthy of veneration because of how they chose to live. And Blessed Carlo Acutis didn't live to be very old. He was 15 when he died. And some of the things that he was interested in are things that would be extraordinarily relevant, because he died in 2006, which is not that long ago. And his devotion to the Blessed Mother, and his deep love for the Eucharist, and also his interest in technology and the way he utilized the resources that he had to be a part of the new evangelization, to study and research and categorize the Eucharistic miracles around the world. There's just so much about Blessed Carlo Acutis that just fills my heart with this joy and this life, that when I look at pictures of him and when I read about his life, I just can't help but think, you desire holiness for us. You know the world that we're living in, and you want us to be in heaven with you, and you want to intercede for us. And it's profoundly beautiful. And this reading from Romans also speaks to that, that not being ashamed of the gospel, and that living a life of righteousness, a life of faith, leads to life for eternity. And what we should be willing to sacrifice now to make an eternity with the Lord possible should be everything. To kind of keep that focus every day of what am I choosing? What am I living for? What am I pursuing? Am I pursuing the things of this world, or am I pursuing a relationship with the Lord? Am I saying yes to something that's temporary and fleeting, or am I saying yes to the eternal, yes to the infinite? Some of the different quotes from Blessed Carlo Acutis, they tend to be short, but they seem so focused. In one quote, he said, "Our goal must be the infinite and not the finite. The infinity is our homeland. We are always expected in heaven." And in speaking of the Eucharist, he says, "By standing before the Eucharistic Christ, we become holy." And when referencing prayer, he says, "The only thing we have to ask God for in prayer is the desire to be holy." And so let us pray. Lord, enkindle in our hearts the deep and profound desire to be holy, that you would grant us the grace to always pursue you, to pursue the good and the true, and to always be willing to sacrifice anything that might prevent us from being in relationship with you, or that would take us away from the good, the true, and the beautiful. Lord, we ask through the intercession of Blessed Carlo Acutis that you would renew in our hearts and in our lives a great love for your Eucharistic presence, a deeper devotion to Our Lady, and a faithfulness in prayer. Lord, we ask that you would unite all of our sufferings to your cross, and to be generous in the graces that you pour out upon us, and grant us in particular the grace to be able to receive all that you desire to give to us. Blessed Carlo Acutis, pray for us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's reflection. If you enjoyed today's reflection, please consider supporting the With You Always podcast and the other Come Follow Me projects through a financial gift. You can join our support team by visiting comefollow.me/support. Or if you prefer, you can donate through Venmo using the username CoFOME. That's CoFOME. 100% of all financial gifts are used to support Come Follow Me's ongoing and upcoming projects, and to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. Thank you in advance for your support. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening, and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini-retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.